I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Auburn, California. Right now we're here with John DeGrazio, the owner of Why Explore Yosemite. Talk to us about your company and what you do. It's a unique operation, isn't it?
Yes, we are unique in the sense that we take people out on the trails of Yosemite National Park and we try to help them make a connection with Yosemite in different ways than traditional tour groups.
In what way is it distinctive?
We try to take them on less traveled trails. We have smaller groups. We want to promote a more personalized experience.
You have a whole range. You can go on, what, 2 or 3 hour hikes or all day and overnight? Tell us about the breadth and details of some of the different itineraries that you offer.
Our trips do range from a half day, typically about a 4 hour trip. We can customize a 2 to 3 hour trip as well. All of our trips are custom, so we want to make sure that everyone gets the specialized attention for their group. They range from that half-day trip to an all-day strenuous activity. Sometimes we go to the top of Half Dome, and that could take normally up to about 12 hours.
So you need to start out real early in the morning, right?
Yeah, we normally start about 5 a.m. for our Half Dome trips.
You got to be serious.
You have to be serious. You really have to train and prepare for that trip. You know, that is a unique one. Not everyone does that. Our most popular trips are about 4 to 6 hours, and our trips range in mileage as well as elevation gain, but we do have something for everyone in Yosemite.
So if you're not a hiker and you don't do it very much, you have something for that person too.
Definitely. We would offer one of our beginner trips, which give a broad overview. We give a lot of different interpretation. We'll talk about the natural history as well as the geology and the cultural history of Yosemite.
Is your typical clientele a family, maybe 2-3 kids and a mom and dad, or a group of friends? Who signs up with you typically?
We have probably 3 different types of groups. We have a couple. We have a family with maybe 2 children, and then we'll also have a group of friends who come out. But most of our groups are less than 5 people.
Can you just show up, or do you have to make reservations?
You know, we pride ourselves in being able to accommodate people on very short notice, but we would like at least 24 hours notice, and you would make a reservation either online or by calling us.
Give us a word picture of some of the day hikes that you have. Where do they start, and what are the highlights of things that people would see?
Well, we have several different day hikes that we offer throughout different parts of the park. So what also makes us unique is we like to go to a different area of the park that might be popular at that time of year. So in the summertime, when things are really crowded in the valley, we might take you out to Tuolumne Meadows, where you can go out and take a look at the expansive views and achieve possibly the summit of Lembert Dome, which is a little bit more unique of a place to visit. And we would meet at the trailhead, and we would take you up to Lembert Dome and take another short trip out to Dog Lake for a picnic lunch.
Yeah, not long ago, kind of the end of the winter, I remember you posted, I think it was Facebook, an oh my God shot of what, Bridal Veil Falls, just roaring. Tell us about some of your wintertime hikes. You do it in the middle of the winter too, don't you?
We have several different types of hikes we do in the winter. One of them is a gentle hike out to a sequoia grove, and there's beautiful contrast with the snow and the giant sequoia trees and their beautiful red bark. Another winter hike we would do would be to go out to the south rim of Yosemite Valley and go up to a place called Dewey Point. It takes a little bit extra effort, and many times in the winter we will do it on snowshoes, but that extra effort is rewarded by an expansive view of El Capitan and the rest of Yosemite Valley, as well as the high country of Yosemite.
Talk to us for a moment about your multi-day, where it would involve an overnight, and where would you stay? Are they in lodges and cabins and sometimes tent camping? And tell us about that diversity.
Our overnight adventures are really the most exciting for me because it gives us a chance to take people out into Yosemite wilderness, probably for the first time, we offer backpacking trips anywhere from 2 to 7 days on average. Our most popular ones are the 3-day adventures, where many times it's a person going out for the very first time, but we do camp at our own campsites in the wilderness. So there's no lodging. We provide tents, we provide backpacks, sleeping bags, and sleeping pads. And we're really teaching people for the first time to come out into wilderness. So we supply all the gear. Yes.
Everything. So you just show up, but you got to bring a parka.
You show up, you bring a parka. Definitely want to dress in layers, and you want to be prepared. But we will provide you with a list of items that you would need. We also provide the food, and we prepare it for you.
I know this is a real generalization, but a number one recommendation of a brand and type of shoe that you would recommend?
I've tried several different brands, and I've had the most success with Salomon. I really enjoy Salomon, and what I've been wearing recently are the Trail Runners. I believe they give the most flexibility, and they're lightweight, and they're very durable and rugged. I really am enjoying using those shoes.
Are they high tops? Do they give you ankle support?
They are low top, actually, and even for backpacking, I have been using them with success. I used to use the high top, but I think, you know, especially on trips like Half Dome, I need added flexibility, and these shoes do well for me.
So you want that full range of motion, that monkey foot.
Exactly, and that makes a huge difference.
Where are you physically located? Do you have an office? Do you have a showroom, a place where people can come and see equipment and talk to people?
We do have an office, and it's really an interpretive space within the Mountain Sage Cafe. And Mountain Sage is in Groveland, California, and we have a little bit of a space in there where you can enjoy a hot cup of coffee, some good food, and you're able to view the gallery of Rob Hirsch, who is one of our lead photographic instructors.
And tell us for a moment about your photographic expeditions that you lead. Those sound great.
We give photographers an opportunity to go out into Yosemite National Park during optimal periods of light to work with a professional photographer. Many of our sessions are one-on-one sessions, and they're able to work with a photographer. Again, the photographer takes them out to special places, and they're able to do that during great periods of light, whether in the early morning or in the evening during the magic hour.
I imagine that there are a lot of small businesses that want to do retreats and team-building events. Do you do that? Do you cater to that market?
Yes, we do. We've actually had several businesses come in the last couple of years, and that's a product that we've been expanding on lately. And we're able to offer team building exercises. We have a map and compass program. We also have a program where we let people take their cameras out and really make a photograph on some of the topics that we discuss related to entrepreneurship and business development.
That's very cool. For somebody that wants to learn more, you have quite a social media presence. Where would they go to see more and learn more?
Well, the simplest thing they could do is go to our Instagram account, and it's very simple. Y Explore, the letter Y for Yosemite, and the word Explore. So if you go to Y Explore, we share 1 to 3 photos every day from Yosemite National Park. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, and now even on Snapchat.
Then you obviously have a website, and that would be a booking portal too?
Yes, that's correct. Yexplore.com. We have opportunities to book online. You could also call us. And I have a Can of Peaches blog where I share many different photos and stories from Yosemite as I go out and explore the trails.
And how often do you typically put a new post up?
I post at least once a week on average. This year I've been honored by the National Park Service to be named one of the Yosemite National Park Centennial Ambassadors. And through that program, I share on social media different photos and messages about stewardship and preserving Yosemite National Park. Starting this September, I'm going to be speaking at REI stores throughout the Bay Area discussing a topic called Fostering Stewardship in the Digital Age. And by talking about stewardship, I'm going to talk about bringing your technology into the wilderness to help promote messages of conservation and stewardship in the national parks and in wilderness.
Give us some examples of how you empower and harness, whether it's on Instagram, right? Things like that.
Right. So what's really fun is when I take a family out on a tour and you have younger children who have never been in wilderness before, I'm able to let them capture images of nature to just really empower them, and they're able to share that on social media with their friends, and it gives them a real connection to the place they're visiting, and it really gives them a deeper appreciation for being out in nature.
And they become ambassadors themselves.
Exactly. So when they become ambassadors, they're spreading that very same message of conservation and stewardship and protecting wildlife, and it's just great to watch them because they do take pride and they take ownership in their social media posts, and now they have become stewards and ambassadors as well.
In life, bottom line, you can give or you can take, you can try and make it and try and give back. And I know you well enough to know that there are ways that's part of your mission is giving back. Give us an example of one of the ways that you do that.
Well, we've been leading a group from the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation on their extreme hike for the past 4 years. And we've been offering them discounted rates in the past. But this year, I was really inspired to fully give back. And we offered our services 100% without a fee this year, because we really wanted to give back to their cause. So now this is one less thing that they have to worry about when they are raising funds. We are not going to charge them anything, so more of the money that they raise will go to their cause. You know, we give to various charities within our community. We give to environmental resource groups. We give to the Tuolumne River Trust and art organizations within our community.
And any other give back gratis hikes that you extend?
Actually, we do. We get contacted by several organizations who ask if we can make a donation
for their fundraiser.
Exactly. And we've done it for PBS, and we've done it for other large groups and small churches and other organizations. We are always offering free trips.
I understand that you've recently expanded your horizons in the United States with your Sequoia National Park with some of your hiking adventures.
Yes, this is exciting for me because Sequoia is so close to Yosemite. We get a lot of guests who want to travel in various locations throughout California, so this was a natural fit. And now we offer day hikes through giant sequoia groves and also backpacking trips.
So would people meet you at the entrance to Sequoia? Where does everybody meet up?
We would have different meeting locations. It could be at the entrance or it could be at the trailhead of specific trails.
John DeGrazio, founder of Why Explore Yosemite. What a treat.
Thank you very much, Tom. I look forward to seeing everyone out on the trails.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning,